This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future.
Welcome back. It's halftime of the Huskers game with the Wisconsin Badgers. And as always, we're delighted to be joined by Nebraska Interim President Jim Linder. Good, Jim, good to see you. And I know you have another special guest with us here this week.
Yes, thank you, Greg. As you know, the university has many missions, but at the top of our list is the academic programs that are provided to students. And today I'm joined by Dr. Susan Fritz, who is the provost of the University of Nebraska. Susan is our chief academic officer and is responsible for working with all the campuses to make sure the academic experience of our students is top-notch.
Susan, it's great to have you with us here today. Can you tell us more about why getting a college education is so important and what the university is doing to get more Nebraskans into college?
Thanks, Greg. As Jim mentioned, we have a lot going on at the university to increase the number of our Nebraska students that are attending and graduating from college. You know, we know that in the next 6 years, 70% of all the jobs in Nebraska will require a college degree. And we have multiple initiatives in place to make sure that we are prepared to meet those workforce needs. One of those is College Bound Nebraska. This is Nebraska's promise to students, our Nebraska students, that if they meet our admission requirements and qualify for a Pell Grant, they can attend the University of Nebraska tuition-free. Over 7,000 of our undergraduate students met this qualification last year, which means 1 in 5 attendees at the university are getting their tuition covered. Without College Bound Nebraska, these students would not have had this opportunity.
Susan, that's a really impressive number, and great to hear that you're helping so many university students out. What about high school students? Let's talk about the high school students who might be listening to us, or a parent of a high school student who might be listening. Can you talk about what you're doing for them?
Absolutely. They're certainly a key stakeholder group. There are several things that we're doing on that front. It's important to make sure that high school students are college ready. That means they need to be taking the high school classes that will get them into college. We're providing online access to these classes through the University of Nebraska High School, which helps students who may not be able to get certain classes. For example, a student in a rural area whose school may not offer a specific STEM or AP course. We're also helping Nebraska students with financial challenges. We've given away over 200 scholarships this year to enable students to take online classes through the University of Nebraska High School. We're also working with our campuses to provide summer programs that educate students on the benefits of college educations and prepare them to succeed in college. These programs bring students onto campuses for visits, where students can learn more about various career tracks and feel comfortable that college is a place that they can fit into and do well. This is especially important for our first-generation college goers who may not have had anyone in their family attend college.
Susan, let's talk about the future a little bit. Are there some ways we can graduate even more college students, do you think, in Nebraska?
We sure hope so. As I mentioned earlier, we need more college graduates in order to meet Nebraska's workforce needs. To accomplish this, we are not only working with students across the state, but with our partners at community colleges and across education. The goal is not just to get young people into college, but to ensure that they graduate. This goal is shared with business leaders, policymakers, and others across our state, which results not only in more skilled workers, but a better life for those graduates and their families.
Susan, thank you so much for giving us a bit of your time here today and talking about a very important topic. We do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Jim, back to you. I know that college access, it's a buzzword across the country, and I'm glad that we're addressing that and affordability here in the state of Nebraska. All right, another game next week. Let's talk about what next week's topic has in store for us.
Well, we're switching gears a bit in that we're returning to an issue that we've talked about before, and that are the university-wide institutes. Dr. Roberto Lenton, the founding executive director of the Doherty Water for Food Institute at the University of Nebraska, will be joining us. He will be talking about the institute's efforts to meet the challenge of providing more food using less water. Nebraska plays a major role in feeding the world, and the Water for Food Institute helps create a water and food secure world, which has benefits for everyone.
All right. We'll look forward to that. Have a great week.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Jim Linder, the interim president at the University of Nebraska. More Halftime coming up next.
This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future.